I would like to call the Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, City Council meeting to order. Okay, I called the meeting to order at 7:01, and we will start with Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you all very much. Now we have important bit of information. Roll call.
Cope.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Full house. Okay. The only change to agenda I have is item one. We will not be doing that this time. So we'll go on to item two. And it looks like we have some FBI, is it LIDA training? Who's going to talk about that? That sounds exciting. Did they go, what do they call it, Quantico?
No, that's the National Academy.
Oh, I watched a few Good Men the other day and they talked about Quantico. So.
Actually, it's a pretty cool place out there. She's pretty cool. So there's a lot of times that we bring our officers and supervisors up to talk about the job that they do on the street, some of the training that they go to. Over the last year and a half, we've really tried to focus on training for our command staff. For us to be and to help lead the men and women who are at the police department, we have to make sure we're up on our skills and how we do certain things to make sure it's the best practice and leadership within our organization. So these three completed the FBI LIDA trilogy, which is supervisory leadership training, command leadership training, and executive leadership training. And it's offered through the FBI. Part of it is it's not the FBI National Academy, but it's kind of an offset of the FBI National Academy, which has one of the better leadership programs in the country. So we wanted to recognize these guys, get them up in front of you guys, so you guys know what your command staff's doing, not just what your men and women and the officers are doing, but what your command staff's doing to make sure that we stay up to current times, with current laws, with current leadership practices. These three here are incredible leaders in the organization. They have the support recognition of the men and women of the Northfield Police Department. They respect these three individuals, and in my opinion, you have probably the best command staff for sure in Kendall County, if not surrounding counties, with these three gentlemen here. So just wanted to recognize them publicly for in front of you guys, and
congratulations. So we're not letting you get out of here without having a couple short comments. Who wants to start? Barry, you got that great.
Why not, right? I'm like, yeah, it'll do these, right? So I think the coolest part about the whole trilogy setting was we did it locally. So Aurora PD in Oswego is where I attended. And I think these gentlemen, I took class with Jared. We were kind of staggered a little bit to make sure we could still attend our regular duties. But it was about learning about your people and learning different ways to lead, right? And learning how people learn and kind of what motivates them, I think, is what really set the training apart. And also being able to meet new peers and network and meet command staff from around the area is always a positive. So learning what motivates your people, how to take care of your people, and kind of the whole team thing was what really stuck out to me.
Excellent, right?
Like I said, I enjoyed it. We had instructors from all over the country. Actually, I had classmates around the country. My last class had a woman from Colorado, Iowa, Missouri. It was great to share ideas with people from varying agencies, rural, urban, different size agencies, and deal with a lot of the same issues in this profession, and a lot of things we learned from each other that we didn't know and we were able to take back. So I really enjoyed that sharing information.
Very nice. Mr. Carlo.
Well, I'll second what these guys said.
Trained you well, didn't they?
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. One of the points I took away was to be a leader, you got to know your people. And sometimes folks don't think or look at things the same way you do. And you really got to know your folks in order to lead them, to know how they operate, their families, and what's important to them to get the most out of them. So that was a good point that I learned.
and you know, just kind of organizing your ducks in a row, which was kind of a new thing for me, kind of stepping into this role. These guys have been doing it for a while, but it was a crash course in making sure that I know what's ahead of me. So that was fun too. And then working with the other group was nice, but it was refreshing. But it was nice to hear from all of these agencies all around, big ones, small ones, that we all deal with the same issues. Sometimes you think, are we the only ones dealing with this head or the other? And it's not. It's something that we're all dealing with. It was nice to put our heads together and just come up with some ideas about how we can make our agencies better. So it was a good time.
So we will be looking in the future to send all three of them to the FBI National Academy, which is a 10-week program in Quantico. One of the cool things about the FBI VITA training at the FBI National Academy is the networking. So just a very quick, short story. 2 weeks ago, we had a resident in town whose father lives in Florida having some memory care issues. He left his house. They had a tracker on his car. He left his house and they didn't know where he was at. They were tracking it. They didn't know what to do. And because of the contacts you developed in these classes, I was able to call the Lieutenant Colonel for the Georgia State Patrol, who was a classmate of mine at the National Academy. And he got their interdiction team in and they ended up locating the father. So that's really the importance of getting out there, really identifying other leaders in the same field that we're in. Because they're seeing things and they're dealing with things just like we are. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for them. So I'm excited for them.
Excellent. That's very good. Thank you. So, since we have all the leaders of the cops up there, you've had some interesting calls lately. We've had what, like ducks? And did we have some turkeys or something like that? Gorillas, stuff like that?
Clowns.
Clowns, that's right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
No, I'll find out enough.
Well, thank you all. That's exciting. Thank you very much. Were you talking to me when somebody said clown? Were you talking to me? Oh, okay. I thought I heard a clown show in there. Okay, we have no public hearings. Do we have any citizens who want to comment on any items on the agenda? Anything on the agenda? Okay. We've got a bunch of items on the consent agenda, and we got a long agenda, so I'm not going to read every one. Is there a motion to approve?
So
I heard. Was it Trans here? Oh, Funkhouse, right? It all came from over here. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do roll call, I think, even though we're all here. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. You want to do that with the rest of the items, too?
Yes.
Okay, now we're on to the mayor's report. Oh, well, we have a proclamation for National Safe Boating Week. What a perfect time. We've got people here. Are you from the boat? What is the Boating Association? I'm sorry, I don't know the title.
United States Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Oh, you're Coast Guard. Oh, well, that's awesome. Thank you very much. You're going to have a busy weekend coming up probably, aren't you? Isn't this like the kickoff of the summer for the boating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for coming. And we have a nice proclamation here. Proclamation for National Safe Boating Week. For over 100 million Americans, boating continues to be a popular recreational activity from coast to coast and everywhere in between. People are taking to the water and enjoying time together boating, sailing, paddling, and fishing. Safe boating begins with preparation. The Coast Guard estimates that human error accounts for most boating accidents, and the life jackets could prevent nearly 86% of boating fatalities. National Safe Boating Week is observed to bring attention to important life-saving tips for recreational boaters so they can have a safer, more fun experience out on the water throughout the year. Whereas on average, 650 people die each year in boating-related accidents in the U.S., 75% of these fatalities are caused by drowning. And whereas the vast majority of these accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and not by the boat equipment or environmental factors, and whereas a significant number of boaters who lose their lives by drowning each year would be alive today had they worn their life jackets. Now, therefore, I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby support the goals of the Safe Boating Campaign and proclaim May 21st through 27th, 2022 as National Safe Boating Week and the start of the year-round effort to promote safe boating. Very nice. Here, you want me to present this? Is this your copy?
Yes.
Sweet, here, I can give you a copy. Let's get a little press, come on, to help people be safe, okay? I'm talking to the press. You two can come up here if you want. And these guys will get some pictures, and we'll put it in the paper. And, what is it, like the Kendall County Now, and WSWY.com, and ABC News, and CNN. So, thank you for attending. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, let's do a little pictures here. We'll do some pictures. Here, I'll let you know that this one here. Let's just get some good publicity out there. Everyone wants to see you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Have a safe week. We got a pool going today. So we'll be in the pool. You know, check out the pool.
Say good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tall enough I can stand above the water.
That's a good thing.
Yes. Excellent, thank you. That's awesome. Okay. Oh, item number two. This is exciting. Redistricting of city ward boundaries. There was a memo in the packet, and I'm going to try to do it. Oh, look at here, staff. He's giving me a copy of the memo. Very nice. Okay, so I think what we did last time, well, we, meaning the city, that's yours. We tried to keep existing Alder people, it might have been ladies last time, ladies or men, in their same districts. We try to equalize the districts and we try to keep natural or geographical boundaries like the river or maybe state highways. We try to keep subdivisions all together in one ward. Open for discussion, but that was kind of the direction that staff was looking for. I support those goals, but if you have other ideas, I'm open to those, because we need to vote on this by the end of July. I mean, technically, I think the first meeting in August, but I'd like to do the end of July, just, you know, in case there's any hiccups. So, I'm open. Any ideas, comments?
Do you want to put a motion on the table first, or do you want to just take that
discussion? Oh, we're not really voting on anything tonight.
We're going to motion for
Oh, do we need to give them direction?
For the
Yes,
maps,
that was a motion by Mr. Funkhauser. Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Oh, my God. I guess we need a motion. Who seconded that over here? Mr. Koch. Okay, Mr. Funkhauser, I know you had some thoughts. Thank you.
I'm going to direct the staff to do this. I like following the kind of ideals we had the last time we went through this process. No districting people out of their wards. The one thing I would say is if it is necessary to split subdivisions, as long as they are not gerrymandered, as long as they're natural street divides or something, I'm okay with that kind of a process. Just looking at the maps that might be necessary in order to keep people in their wards, because we've now got people on the edges of the wards. So I'm open to a little more flexibility than just keeping the neighborhood as a whole. So, but also, I would like to try to do a public hearing before this, once we get the maps back and we select them, I would like to do a public hearing for comments.
Okay, other comments?
So the map here, this is current or this is proposed? This is a current map, right?
I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, it's dated.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Looking at it, I think this is my word now.
Yeah. Other questions or comments?
I also would like to enter into the public hearing, give the citizens an opportunity to weigh in on
Sounds
words
good.
That they might end up ultimately residing in.
Okay, other comments?
They got Bush. Rowdy residents around some parks that want stop signs and stuff. We can get them out of my ward.
We'll work on that too.
That's a divine problem.
That's right. Ward 5. I think I told you all this when I first got on the county board years ago. This is 20 years. Well, first thing we did is we redistricted around in the first year. And there was a Well, now a retired judge who was a state's attorney at the time came with a map, and where I lived in the northern end of the county, he drew me into Kane County. So, you know who that was.
Was I employed by
the You might have been. Okay, we'll do that. So, real clear direction, then we'll have a public hearing. We can do that. We don't need to do it 30 days. We're not legally required to do it 30, so we'll do it the meeting before. we might have something to look at next meeting. If not, maybe the end of June, and we'll vote on July. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I think we all have the same goals in that. Excellent. Thank you.
Roll call.
Oh, we have a roll call. I keep forgetting we're voting on direction.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Oh, we have a supplemental resolution of support and commitment of local funds for our community development block grant program grant, Bright Farm Sewer Extension. Can I get a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Second.
I think I heard Peterson, right? And Transier. Okay, so what this is, originally we were requesting $1 million, but the money comes via the state, but it's funded by the feds, I believe. Is that correct, Aaron? And the feds have a potential, we'll call it clawback, within 5 years. And the petitioner, Bright Farms, didn't want to potentially hold the money for 5 years for the $1 million. And I was not going to say we'll guarantee the money for 5 years because there's a potential, even though it's a small potential, that that money could be clawed back. If we go with the 789, which Bright Farms has agreed to, there's no clawback whatsoever. So that's what this is. It's the same process. We're already in the process. We don't have to restart anything, do we, Aaron? We just continue the same process. Yeah, so it doesn't slow anything up, but it's just a clarification that we're going with a lesser amount and there's no clawback at all. So questions, comments? Mr. Koch.
I just want to make sure that I understand one thing. So since they're not getting the $1 million, right? Are the Bright Farms, they're going to be okay with the lesser amount?
They've agreed. They've
city done.
No, they've agreed to it.
Okay.
You or Bart has had communication with them.
It's city application, so we made them aware that we were not going to be applying for the 789 because of the risk.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we weren't being asked to cover the other part of that.
No, great question. No, he's very clear. In fact, I spoke to him today. He said, you know, would I like the grant amount? Yeah, but that's just the process. So he's aware of it. Other questions, comments?
Mr. Yeah, Funkhauser. So the 789 is based on the ratio for the application. That's what drops it. Do we have to amend our development agreements?
It's not part
it's
of
not the specific to that. Okay, so
anything we did that specifically. Yeah.
Because of
the we didn't have the grant
amount. Good questions. Other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
No.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Next item is sale of old post office, 201 West Hydraulic Street. It's actually the rec building now, but I still call it the old post office. Because I'm an old timer. Seaver, you called the old post office? You're an old timer too, Seaver. So what this is we're looking for some direction. We've had several interested parties in that property, and I've had just informal discussions with some, maybe a little more formal with others, but they said, what are you looking for? And I just kind of gave my general ideas. I said, you know, I'd like something that draws traffic, footsteps downtown. When I say traffic, I mean footsteps. I'd like something that generates taxes, and I'd like to see something that's going to improve the building, not just leave it as, you know, a shell. But nonetheless, we've had several different parties express interest, so we thought maybe the best thing would be to prepare or put out an RFP and not make it real long, give it like 60 days. That way by mid-August, we can have people, if they want to give us proposals, and then we could pick one and negotiate with them. So I'm open to suggestions on that, but based on the conversations we've had with different groups, some of them are a little more ready to move than others. I think it just gets them all in an equal opportunity to say, here's our plan, let's move forward. So comments, questions? Mr. Funkhauser.
So obviously this is a very small piece of property, less than a half an acre. Would we be willing to put the kind of the parking lot boat launch in with it for discussion of RFP for consideration of both parcels?
Mr. Deuce.
We have so much infrastructure on that lot, it's very hard. We have river crossing parks.
The, you're talking the paved parking lot, right?
Yeah.
The one that's ours, okay.
Yeah, that's the main street right away. Yeah, that's where we have our...
I don't know if it's available for other than parking lot. Would it be something to consider for...
Maybe as parking lot, maybe as a piece, but I don't know if people want to give away the rights.
Not the rights completely, but for a parking rights. So maybe it's conditional and part of the RFP.
Somebody wants to throw it in there. I'm open to listen to anything, but I don't know that we want to commit that property. That's just my feeling. Mr. Plucher?
I retain some rights to the for the fund. You know, access if we ever build anything.
Okay. You're fine with which?
With getting rid of it.
The post office?
Yes.
Okay. What about the parking lot? And we're talking, I guess we...
Yeah, no, keep our bikes.
Okay.
No, get rid of the post office as long as we retain...
Yeah, the riverfront.
Easement.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on that. Other comments?
Agreed.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And just what Christopher, you talked about keeping it as a parking lot.
So right now, if you look at the PDF 241, you just barely see the parking lot that we own. It's separated from our parcel. So my thought was put that in there as part of the RFP. We retain the property rights, give them an easement to it so they can maybe use it as parking, depending on who's interested. I know there's some activity downtown, but maybe there is an opportunity to tie that together with actual parking for somebody if somebody has interest.
Maybe to use it as their parking.
As their parking.
Come in against their parking. Yeah.
So I think...
Looking for a way to get more parking.
So. Yeah, well, I think that's something I... agree with. We need parking down there, but my feeling on that is let's see what proposals come forward, and parking will be part of any discussion. I'm not keen on giving up public parking as part of a deal up front. Not saying later on if somebody says we're going to put a $30 million project down there with A, B, C, and D, we might include that, but that to me wouldn't be my first volley. Say, here, give us a proposal and you can use this to count. I want them to be creative on their own. That's just my feeling. So. Questions, comments? We okay? Go ahead.
Put together an informal RFP, bring it back here? Or
yeah, I'm looking to bring it back for the next meeting for a vote.
Okay.
Yeah, for a vote in 2 weeks, that way we can get it. Because the one thing, this is me, and I'm maybe speaking out of turn here, but I think there's a good opportunity now with there's some real interest in what's going on downtown. I think if we drag this out 6 or 8 months, who knows, you know, maybe people just start going the other way. So, okay, so we'll bring it back in 2 weeks if everyone's okay with that. Perfect. Thank you. Next, a resolution authorizing an interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing with HGAC, or they go by HGAC, I don't know, of Houston, Texas. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
I'm going to give this to Chirulis here. I'm pretty sure I heard him. Okay, who's going to explain this? Eric, you raise your hand.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Steve, I don't care. Just one of you, please.
Yeah,
no, this is another purchasing group like Sourcewell, where they do all the background checks and they do all the price matching and everything, and then they give out contracts to the winning bidder, and that way we don't have to go through such a long RFP process if they find something that we like, which in this case is a sewer camera. You can actually just purchase it from this group because all that background work has been done.
Questions, comments?
It's a no cost.
Yeah, no cost.
And it's automatically reduced.
Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Public Works.
Yeah.
Whew, you can take a breath now.
Well, I figured you had half of my...
I saw that. Why did they thank you? I said, I saw that.
All right. I'm going to take the reins here for a few. PW 2022-13, a motion to approve an ordinance establishing special service area number 2022-1 in the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, also in Kemper, also known as Kemper Ridge Estates, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. Second.
Questions, comments, roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And this is about Timber Ridge Street Name Changes. It's a motion to accept Bradley Holmes' request to rename the streets within Timber Ridge subdivision formerly known as Kendallwood Estates.
Second. Anyone?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
PW 2022-4031 site improvements. This is a bid award. A motion to accept bid and award contract to Abbey Paving Company of Leedon, Aurora, Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $365,542.25.
Just a second.
Second.
Funkhauser. And this came in about $100,000 under our estimate.
A little bit. Correct.
Oh, there, Brad. I heard it somewhere. Okay. It was what, 365, I think? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Nice. Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Merrick.
Yes.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
PW 2022-41, a motion to approve a resolution approving a professional design service agreement with Cooler Incorporated, authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tarulis. Chris Hansen's here with Cooler. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Hansen? Mr. Funkhauser?
Not for Mr. Hansen necessarily, but can we get a little background on what exactly we're looking to achieve with the additional? So,
do you want that? Do you want me to?
No, either. I mean, if I
can. Yeah, no, correct. Basically, this is just a PWO thing instead of the full parks and camp. I think this is a scaled down version to kind of scale it back for PWO use.
Okay, so this is instead of doing Grand National Plan, all three components, this is. Focus it a little more specifically,
and we'll
probably look as a more
long-term
public
person,
but short-term.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
That's what I was missing.
Yep.
Chris, anything you want to add? You don't have to, but if you want to.
No, I think the key here is we brought you the study originally. There was some thoughts that there would be ways that we can conserve square footage as well as dollars. This study will continue on that pathway to work with Eric and his team to analyze that. As I mentioned, we did a very preliminary study. There are things that we use in there, such as what's called the grossing factor. It's just a percentage for circulation that we put on top of the actual space calculations for size. This next step in the process actually works with Eric to physically lay out that space and an effort to also streamline the size of the building in terms of that particular grossing factor. We would no longer have it at the end of this phase because we have a physical layout, and we would look at test fitting that layout then on a number of parcels that we would identify together as a team for this school.
Questions for Mr. Hansen? Mr. Koch?
This will the study or take into account that if you're putting the new public work facility, what we do with the other remaining property we have now?
Yes, we have some good analysis for that from the original portion of the study. So I think we can continue that conversation. We absolutely would do that as a part and parcel to this portion of the work for facilities that could be vacated, yes, or used for other purposes such as. Excellent.
Mr. Funkhauser?
So then Parks and Rec and then any other needs we have, will that be studied or looked at separately as we, after
we go through this process?
I believe so. I believe this exercise will kind of hone ours in.
Okay. Very good.
All
right.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Chris, thanks for staying around.
Thank you.
For your 5 minutes of conversation. We'll see you. And if you go boating, wear your life jacket. Okay, continue.
What? I'm going to be throwing it back to you soon, so I just want to make sure you've got ample breaths and your lungs are okay.
Let me check my cocktail. Just kidding, it's water.
All right.
I got a half hour before that.
Dash 42. A motion to approve the resolution authorizing the purchase of a cat tractor and a utility vehicle and trade-in of a 2012 tractor and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Questions, comments? This is budgeted, correct?
Correct.
So is that utility diesel or you?
It's a Gator. That just to replace with a bus in 1996.
We're making progress over there.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
Is
that 96
Gator?
I don't
place right here. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier. Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You know, I didn't ask him that, Eric. Is that a 2-year lead time?
That's funny you should listen. No, we should have, I think it's a 10 or 12.
Oh, it is that long, though, still. Yeah. Wow. Just in time for the fall.
Yep.
Anything else, Mr. Merrick?
No further report.
Oh, nice. Economic development, anything?
No report.
Public safety?
We put the license plate readers on consent agenda, so no report.
Very nice. Where are we? Admin. Woo! Dang. Park board. Anything for park board?
We do have a couple of events coming up.
Well, tell me about those, Tim.
This Thursday is Margaritas and Mile in the downtown area.
Rain or shine, bring galoshes and umbrella.
Increase patrols.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to add some stop signs down there. oh, no, I was going to say, if anyone finds me, well, I give you a good idea where to find me. I do like mariachi music. And join me for a libation. Continue, please.
So we'll have entertainment from 5 to about 9:30, end of the night with the fireworks show. Valley and South Lake Park throughout the night. We also have the Northville American Legion Memorial Day ceremony is on Monday, Memorial Day at 11:30 a.m. at Town Square. And then we also have the Northville Education for Ali City School Golf Club is on Thursday, June 9th. Spots are filling up, spots are filling up fast. So if anyone's interested, please contact us.
Excellent. And you've had some real good numbers with your spring programs, correct?
Yeah,
it's been
real
well.
Even
the
golf
hobby,
you've already exceeded the number of
registrations
we had here.
That's awesome. Thank you, Matthew. Anything else, Tim?
That's it.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, so that took care of the park board and took care of part of my mayor's report. That's awesome. Planning and zoning. Christy, there you are. Anything?
No report.
Okay. City council report, anything? No? I had to look at you twice here, Chris. City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports? Well, you usually speak first. I've been in your role before, so I know what it's like. Staff report?
No report.
Okay, mayor's report continued. Tim just reported. I guess one thing I'll add, and it kind of ties to the next item, is if you haven't been through the building, it's pretty slick. Check out what's going on. Drywall's supposed to start Thursday, I was told. Is that correct? That's exciting. It's really looking
good. Somebody has to work through the building.
Yeah, run it through Barber. And I'm going to tell everyone, I'm going to hide something special behind one of the things of drywall. So like 100 years from now in the remodeling, who knows how much gold will be worth, but hey, somebody could, or how much Bitcoin will be worth, right? They'll be the password for Bitcoin.
This could be like a ripper-upper.
Barbecue sauce? Yeah, you're probably right. I like that.
I'll probably get a watch with an alarm that goes off every 2 hours.
Okay, next we have building updates. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution for the installation of natural gas HVAC units at 651 Prairie Point Drive, Yorkville. I heard Mr. Funkhauser second. Who wants to talk about this? Steve, please.
What this is you have already approved the alternates to put in or replace the HVAC units. This is to upgrade the units to gas, run a new gas line in, put the regulator in, that type of stuff. The meter will be supplied by NICOR, but they will only bring 300 feet of pipe onto our property. After that, it's our responsibility to bring it to the meter and another level.
And what was the cost of this again?
$61,477.
$61,500, okay.
Which came in under what the estimate was that was presented to you on March 8th.
What was the estimate?
$62,500.
Oh, so we've saved $100,000 plus today between the parking lot and this. It's awesome. Who said there's inflation? Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Yes, even though it's
hard. Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Solin.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Plocher, would you like me to veto it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. We use it all the time. We don't have 10 actors anymore, so we'll probably 10 maybe.
Okay, water study update. Do we have anything on that? Nope. Okay, well, that was an easy report. Next, excuse me, I'm looking for a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement between Yorkville patrol officers and the city.
Second.
I think I heard Tarulis on that one. Maybe I heard, we'll go with Tarulis again. Sorry, Dan. I was facing this way. Any questions, comments on this? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Solin.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Transier, would you like to make the next motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement between the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150, and the city?
Sure. A motion to approve a collective bargaining agreement between the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150, public employees, and the city. Authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second. Mr. Soling, next. Or second, I should say, next. Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for your support. I have no additional business. Are there any citizen comments?
Yes, sir.
How are you? As you know, you state your name for the record. I was wondering if you were going to say something.
Here. Jamal Williams, Ward 2, Alderman for the City of Plano. I wanted to come in and personally invite you all to our upcoming event. We have a Juneteenth Father's Day fireworks celebration that will be held at Dimitri Johnson. At dusk, we look to have fireworks in 20 minutes, but I know here in Brookville, you guys are there to eat. First time here in a long time, I'm trying to do something in the city of Plano.
You said that's the 19th?
It's the 19th. It's actually on Father's Day.
And you texted me way back in the winter. Yes. I'm like, I don't respond that far in advance. I'm sorry. So text me again. Yeah, I don't respond to those requests 5 months in advance, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
So text me again. Let me ask you this, and I probably shouldn't. Will there be a beer garden or anything there?
No, it's school property.
Oh.
We have no
How about in the street?
That's HOA.
for them to give us a property, that's one of the things that we can execute.
That's fair.
All right. So
this is your second year, right?
This is the second year.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be talking about this 20 years from now, along with the Bitcoin and things like that. But I wanted to come first and invite you all to do this question. Also have flyers, so if you have any questions,
drop one off here. Yeah. You could have spoke at the beginning. I'm sorry.
Wasn't on the agenda.
That doesn't matter.
He knows the rules. Make exceptions.
Yes, and shoot me another message. Don't you have my cell number? That's the best thing is text me. Yeah, text me. Yeah, you did, I think, a messenger or something. Like, that's like speaking Chinese to me.
Margarita's in my own. All right. Yeah. No messages of that
day. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you come join us.
You come join us.
Thank you all.
Yep, good to see you. Thanks. Any other citizen comments? Oh, go ahead, additional business. Did you have something?
Sorry. I did. I wanted to give you an update, so I didn't.
I am so sorry.
I did participate in the Dancing with Our Stars.
Oh, yes, I saw that video.
Last meeting, so unfortunately you didn't read the proclamation that people had to watch the video, but I do have it if you guys want to see it.
Yes.
Toronto View, full on. 53 seconds of your life, you will never get back.
I can vouch for that.
It was true, that's true. That's
right. I saw the video.
It was a very fun event, very well attended. The unofficial numbers are first year post-COVID, they raised about $15,000.
So really?
A great event.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so. And I had committed in the future that I will gladly continue to participate, but probably as a sponsor and or a donatee, probably not a dancer. So just my one foray. Take advantage of the 53 seconds. We'll shoot the whole city council if you want it.
Say it again, next.
What's that?
Make a motion to put the video on the next
one. Is there a second?
On the big screen.
Yeah, we'll put on the big screen. Okay, all in favor? Aye. Okay, we're going to put the video on the big screen next agenda. Our next meeting. That's hilarious.
Can I say something in regards to additional business too?
Absolutely.
Cosmic Daniel County is having their grand opening tomorrow for the Cosmic Clubhouse.
Was that tomorrow?
It is, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Ooh, I
don't know. So if anyone's unfamiliar with what Cosmic does, they are court-appointed special advocates for children who are involved in abuse, neglect, or care in Daniel County. They play an imperative role in these kids' lives when they're going through some of the hardest things that they're ever going to have to experience. So, I support them. I do legal work for them. I'm actually their staff attorney. So I invite everyone. The chamber's going to be there tomorrow. So support CASA, support their functions, their mission. I can't go. I got to be in court in the Capital County. I would be there if I didn't. But if you do have some time, stop by this new facility they have. It's phenomenal.
It's 3 to 1?
It's on Van Emmon, right?
It's on Van Emmon. Yeah.
3 to 5?
Nice.
So they do very, very, very good work. Very, very good work.
It's right across the street from the lumberyard.
Yes.
It's
got some time.
It's the mode.
Excellent. No, thank you. Okay, who else did I miss? I'm sorry. No one else? Okay. Well, I have no need for executive session unless y'all wanted to talk about something. I don't think so. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So, second.
All in favor?
Yes.
All right.
Motion carries. Thank you all very much.